Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 23. My name is Darnell Murillo, and today I'm going to talk about the role kindergarten teachers play in our students' personalized learning journey. I will explain how the journey to building a self-directed learner requires a joyful atmosphere, engaging lessons, and the implementation of the four cornerstones. Kindergarten. The days are filled with laughter, questions, play, creative activities, and sometimes chaos. I am lucky to be a kindergarten teacher because I get to start my students on their personalized learning journey and help them form good learner habits. These habits will help them in their future educational endeavors. Throughout the kindergarten year, I implement ideas from the four cornerstones. These four cornerstones are whole child, student ownership, mastery learning, and paces, playlists, and pathways. To begin the journey, I start the year off focusing on the whole child cornerstone. During the first month of school, my goal is to build positive student relationships in the classroom. I make the classroom a joyful environment. My mission is to get them excited about their world and develop the realization that even though they are only 5 years old, they can make a difference in our community. Starting every day with a morning meeting is a great way to build positive relationships. After a fun greeting, I usually start by having my students share their celebrations or problems with the class. Some typical celebrations might include riding a bike with no training wheels or learning all their sight words. When students share their problems, such as losing a pet, a family member, or their little brother or sister won't leave them alone, the class offers their advice. Having open conversations will build trust and caring relationships amongst your students. Morning meetings can also incorporate a time to dance or play a game with your students. Starting the day with movement wakes up their brain for learning. My class loves to move to videos by Jack Hartman. They cover topics we are learning about and have catchy tunes. The smiles and laughs you have in the morning will set the tone for the day. During the first quarter, I am in charge of the routine of the morning meetings. By the second quarter, a student is in charge of running the morning meeting. They pick out our greeting, activity, and dances. Our meeting also includes a morning message. I let the students know what we will be learning about that day. More importantly, I let them know what kind of learner I am looking for. Each day, I look for a different learner profile. The 10 profiles can be found under the Personalized Learning section on the website cmslearns.org. A few profiles I routinely choose are self-directed learners, leaders, collaborators, critical and creative thinkers, and effective communicators. If I see a student exhibiting those learner traits, I put their name in a grid that I have on the board. At the end of the day, I call out a few names from the grid for the treasure box. In my class, it's not the behavior that is the focus, but the style and eagerness of learning the students show me. Giving your students ways to show they are in charge of their own learning is so important to the personalized learning journey. When students own their learning, it is imperative we as teachers give them the right tools to form good learner habits. The 10 profiles are essential tools to carry through the grades. Student ownership is the next cornerstone on the journey I dive into with my students. Setting goals and having a growth mindset are two big areas of this cornerstone that I discuss with my students. It is very important to model and teach your students how to have a growth mindset. Most children at this age like to be right all the time, and they can get pretty down on themselves if they can't do something. In my classroom, we often reflect on things we can't do yet. I want my students to see that it's okay not to be perfect at something the first time they try it. There are a variety of videos like the Sesame Street Power of Yet song and stories such as The Girl Who Never Made a Mistake that can help you engage your students on this topic. These discussions lead perfectly into the area of goal setting. In my classroom, our definition of a goal we use is a task you set to complete to be more successful. Students need to know that we don't all have to have or need the same learning goal. A goal is personal. A goal is something we want to accomplish, then celebrate, and then use as a stepping stone to learn something else. A good way to introduce goals is to have a weekly class goal. On Friday mornings, my class has a discussion to decide if we have mastered the weekly goal. If we agree we met the goal, we make a list of things the students feel like the class as a whole needs to work on. If the class decides we have not met the goal, we discuss new steps or activities we could do the following week to help us succeed. These goals usually center around a profile trait, behavior, or a standard. From the list, we vote on which one we want to focus on. Throughout the week, I give my students opportunities to take steps to meet the goal. Once students have an understanding of how to meet a class goal, I then start working with them on formulating their own individual literacy and math goals. During conferences, students write the goals in their data binders and refer to them weekly. The Personalized Learning Toolkit on cmslearns.org is a great resource for goal sheets according to the standards. It is important to continually discuss and model growth mindset habits and the importance of having goals throughout the school year, not just at the beginning of the year. Now that students have their goals and they know the expectations, it is important that we teach them how to become self-directed learners. This leads us into our next cornerstone on the journey, which is mastery learning. Students need to be aware what they are expected to learn and know by the end of the year. Making the standards visible to students either on posters, key rings, or charts. It is during this stage of the journey that students see the importance of their data binders. It is a collection of the steps they took to meet their goals. As they begin working on activities to become masters in their learning, now is the time to develop good learner habits and diffuse any bad ones. The teacher role now is to make sure we are giving authentic feedback and continue to make the activities engaging for learning to happen. Telling a student good job or giving them a star in their paper is not authentic feedback. Tell your students what they are doing right, such as, "I love how you added details to your answer about the setting. Instead of putting outside, you told me it was outside in the vegetable garden." Students will notice if you take time to value their work. They will begin to see that quality work is important if they want to meet their goals. Think about the work you have in your stations or centers. Is it engaging? Are the students able to move to learn a skill? In order for information to move from working memory to long-term memory, students must have an experience with the information. A student is not going to remember a lesson on syllables if they have to complete a worksheet. Have your students pick a sight word card out of a bag, then they can bounce a ball, hop, or squat to the number of syllables. A fun game to work on two skills at once. The last cornerstone on the journey is paces, playlists, and pathways. As discussed earlier, creating self-directed learners is an important job of a kindergarten teacher. Your students must know how to work independently. They must know where to get supplies and what to do if they have a problem while working and you are with a group. In kindergarten, playlists can be short and sweet because the ultimate goal is for students to create good learner habits as they learn new skills. In my classroom, my playlists are standard-based. They are usually containing 4 to 5 activities. The choices include a video to introduce the concept, at least one movement activity, and 1 or 2 written assignments. Often, I also have my students record themselves on the iPad. It is through their explanations or stories that I can truly see if they understand the concept they've been working on. Through your playlists and pathways, your students should be given the opportunities to be leaders, risk takers, and collaborators. It should not be busy work. Kindergarten teachers begin the personalized journey with the students, and it is also our job to make sure they are eager to continue their learning journey in the next grade. If we make school joyful and engage students through fun and hands-on tasks, they will be motivated to learn new skills for years to come. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.